I'm asking, relate to the preface in a very serious manner. What we're studying here will later on, the study of the Ten Sefirot for internal work of man, it is very necessary. This knowledge is essential, it's basic. So this we have to know. Don't disregard this. The study of the Ten Sefirot until we start a part, finish a part, I understand. It's not simple. That's also in the Rabash. But Pticha, the preface, everybody must just go over it and go over it. A part here, a part there. I really recommend this. I recommend this. In the end, it all connects to internal work of man. So, please.
So, Kabbalah for the student, page 625, preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 139. Yet, this was not so in Ak. Rather, the whole quantity that emerged in the Rashim of the Parzufim of Ak expanded to their Gufim too. Hence, all five Parzufim of Atzilut are regarded as merely Vak of the Parzufim of Ak. This is why they are called the Numa, or Ma of the five Parzufim of Ak. That is, the level of Zer Anpin, which is Ma, without Gar. Gar ar Galgalta ab Sag. Since the heart of the degree is measured according to its expansion to the Guf, from the Pe down. And since the first three Parzufim do not spread into the Guf, but only Vak without a Rosh, they are considered Ma, which is the level of Vak without a Rosh, with respect to the five Parzufim de'ak. Again, 139. Yet, this was not so in Ak. Rather, the whole quantity that emerged in the Roshim of the Parzufim of Ak expanded to the Reguf too. Hence, all five Parzufim of Atzilut are regarded as merely Vak of the Parzufim of Ak. This is why they are called the Numa, or Ma of the five Parzufim of Ak. That is, the level of the Anpin, which is Ma without Gar. Gar ar Galgalta ab Sag. Since the heart of the degree,
that Gar is Galgalta ab Sag, right? There are whole Parzufim there. And in Atzilut, there aren't complete Parzufim in any degree, but only Zer Anpin, the degree of Ma.
Since the heart of the degree is measured according to its expansion to the Guf, from Pe down. And since the first three Parzufim do not spread into the Guf, but only Vak without a Rosh,
even Atik and Arich Anpin and Abaveima, Keter Chochma and Bina of Atzilut, they don't have a complete degree, but only Vak.
They are considered Ma,
Katnut,
which is the level of Vak without Rosh, with respect to the five Parzufim Deak.
It's relative, it's compared to Olam Adam Kadmon. They do have ten Sefirot, obviously, and lights, and vessels, and names, and Parzufim, everything. But compared to Olam Adam Kadmon, all those five Parzufim in Atzilut, Atik Arich Anpin, Abavei Mazaranpin and Malchut, compared to Galgalta Absag Mabon in the world of Adam Kadmon, they are all small. They're in Vak, in Katnut, smallness. And they're lacking the Gar, meaning they can't activate the vessels and receive the lights in each and every Partsuf. Is that clear? What?
What's the difference? Vak, you said it's Katnut.
What did I say?
You said it's Katnut because there is no Gar. What's the difference between Partsuf Nikudim, which is in Katnut, which doesn't use the Ahaps but only Galgalta and the Naim.
The way it came out.
Yes, and Navak, which is also Katnut, but a different kind of Katnut, because it doesn't have a Gar.
You can ask for a comparison between everything and the other. But Olam HaNikudim came out on the Reshimot Bet Aleph of the second restriction. That's why it was in Katnut, smallness. That's how it came out. That's it. Now, the world of Atzilut came out on Katnut from lacking vessels and lights. In Nikudim, the wait, hold on. I'll find the words. There's Katnut, smallness, that I'm small. Let's say I came somewhere to work and I'm small, I'm just starting out. So I have no flaws in my state. Because I'm a beginner, I just started and I'm going to grow. And this is the order of the degrees. That's Olam HaNikudim and Katnut. It just comes out according to the Reshimot, expands at its place, and then reaches Gadlut. The fact that it shattered, it doesn't really have to do with this. But it's like somebody small, a child that doesn't feel he's a flaw in him. That's his degree. We also relate to him and treat him. Not that there's something wrong with him. But if you see an adult acting like a child according to his mind, his forces, so that's a flaw. That's the world of Atzilut compared to Nikudim. Compared to Olam Ak, which is really in a lack. He writes it everywhere. Vak is lacking Gal. It's not just words that he's adding it. Also, Vak is a lack, but lack of Gal means that by this he really has a deficiency. That's it. More? None. Okay, so it's clear. Keep going.
Item 140.
We can go through this part, the last part of Pticha, and then repeat it. It's very important. Yeah.
Thus, Atik da Atzilut with the level of Keter at the Rosh is considered Vak to Partsuf Keter de Ak, and lacks Neshama Chaya Yechida de Keter de Ak.
Because he's truly lacking the aviut of Bet Gimel Daled. He only has the aviut of Aleph Shoresh. You understand that? Whoever doesn't understand, raise your hand right away. Katnut is the aviut of Aleph and Shoresh, right? Keter and Chochmah, Galgalta and Enayim. And he's lacking the Achap, Bina Zeran Pin Malchut, which is the aviut of Bet Gimel Daled. That's why there are lights of Nefesh Ruach and a lack of Neshama Chaya Echida. Okay? Amnon, you're looking at me like, I don't know, suspicious or something. Okay? Okay. To understand, I don't know. There's nothing to understand. There's Katnut and Gadlut, smallness and greatness. What?
I'm trying to feel what you're saying.
I'm not going into your feelings.
So what am I supposed to do?
I don't know. We're studying. Just learning this. I don't have time for you to start feeling. It can take 20 years. So we'll see you in 20 years. Well, then I'll talk to you.
No. I don't think so, but...
Why don't you think so? What? It's all before us. Yeah.
But a few letters earlier, he writes that they have Gadlut of the first type, meaning there is a Chap, only a Chap of the upper one, so why is it lacking? It's not clear.
They are lacking their own vessels. They aren't activated with their own vessels. And that's what he wants to say. He wants to explain what the constant state of Atzilut is, that they don't have vessels of Bet Gimel Dalet in every degree of the degree itself. That's it. Keep going.
Adam 140. Thus, Atik de Atzilut with the level of Keter at the Rosh,
which is entirely Keter,
is considered Vak to Parzuf Keter de Ak.
Galgalta.
And lacks Neshama Chaya Yechida de Keter de Ak.
Of the lights that were there.
Arich Anpin de Atzilut, having the level of Chochma at the Rosh, is considered Vak to Parzuf Ab de Ak, which is Chochma, lacking Neshama Chaya Yechida de Ab de Ak.
Clear?
Abba ve'ima da'atzilut, with the level of Bina at the Rosh, are considered Vak of Parzuf Sag de'ak, and lack Neshama Chaya Yechida de'sag de'ak. Zon da'atzilut are considered Vak de Parzuf Ma'in Bon de'ak, and lack Neshama Chaya Yechida de'ma and Bon de'ak. And Yeshut and Zon are always on the same degree, one being the Rosh and the other being the Guf.
That's clear, right? That Zat de Bina is the Rosh to Zon. What isn't clear here? We have a package. Five Partsufim of Olam Adam Kadmon. Galgalta Absag Mabon. And then we have five Partsufim of Atzilut. According to the same system, but in the five Partsufim of Atzilut, there's Katnut. What is Katnut? That 10 Sfirot in each and every Partsuf, there's no more or less. But in every Partsuf, we have Nefesh Ruach Avorot compared to Neran Chai of the lights in Olam Adam Kadmon. That's it. That's why all the Partsufim in Atzilut, every Partsuf, from Atzilut, Keter Chochma Bina Zeran Pin Malchut, from Atzilut, which is called Atik Arich Anpin Abba Ve'ima Zeran Pin Enukva, they clothe upon Ma of the Partsufim that belong to them from Olam Adam Kadmon. Meaning, Atik is clothed on Ma of Galgalta. Arich Anpin is clothed on Ma of Ab. Abaveima is clothed on Ab, on Ma of Sag. Zer Anpin on Ma of the upper Ma. And Malchut is clothed on the Ma of Bon, of the upper Bon. That is it. Each one is clothed on the other. Clear? There's another trick here, that they don't clothe in that way. There's the package of the ones that clothe on the Partsufim of Adam Kadmon, with all those ascents, descents, all that Tanta and everything. And afterwards come the Partsufim of Atzilut, that also clothe in that way on one another, what they have individually, but they receive the lights. That's what we say, clothe. They receive the lights through the whole system in the middle from where they belong to. That's how it works. The p'china that comes against it. Okay? Why don't you understand this? Yes, Yuda.
What does it mean, Ma of Ab, Ma of Sag, Ma of Bon? That every Partsuf has its own Ma?
Every Partsuf has Ab, Sag, Ma, Bon in it. Galgalta Ab, Sag, Ma, Bon in every Partsuf. Keter Chochma Bina Zeran Pin Malchut.
No.
What?
So what, the world of Atzilut is Katnut of Adam Kadmon, Vak of Adam Kadmon?
compared to it. It's not vak. You can't take something from Partsuf Galgalta of Adam Kadmon, like vak de Galgalta, and build the Partsuf of Atik. No. But Atik of Atzilut belongs to Ma of the Partsuf of Keter of Ak. Wait, who was here?
Why only in Atzilut he says that it is considered clothing? Why isn't the same in Nikudim?
Nikudim didn't exist. We didn't talk about it. Nikudim was entirely clothed on Nehi of Ak. We talk about these things. It's just not to the point, because this is the preface. He really sums it up here. He just wants to give us the complete scheme that, according to this drawing, we'll know what we're talking about. Because this is just an introduction to the commentary of the latter.
If you think it's appropriate, the third painting in the book of Ilan describes this exactly. It's on page 372 in Hebrew, where he shows the constant state of the five parts of Fim of Ak and the five parts of Fim of Atzilut, one corresponding to the other.
Please, these are Bala Sulam's drawing. Even though there's a lot of things that are hard to understand here and we have to explain them,
there's the broken line moving from Patsufim of Ak to the Patsufim of Atzilut, and corresponding to mouth every Patsuf, there is the Patsuf of Atzilut.
Yeah, you're right. He writes it here in the little letters, the third drawing, the steady state between Ak and Atzilut, and the nekudot that continue from every rosh of the partsufim of Atzilut to the partsufim that come and gets them in Ak. They show their degree and they feed from them. Yeah, well, that every keter of Atzilut clothes against it in Olam Adam Kadmon on the part of Ma, of the Partsuf of Adam Kadmon. Okay? Yeah.
What does it mean that they suckle from there?
They suckle from there means that they receive from Ein Sof to those Partsufim. That's how it happens. More?
The diagram is in Kabbalah for the student, page 653. Item 141, the completion of the achap of the 10 sefirot of the second kind are sorted through raising man from good deeds of the low ones. This means that they complete Abba ve'ima with respect to themselves, as in the point of Shuruk. At that time, Abba ve'ima themselves lowered the lower hay from their nikveh naim and raise their achap to them. Then they have the strength to bestow upon the zat as well, which are zon, that is, to the gufim from above downwards. This is because the galgalta enaim, the zon, attached to the achap, the Abba ve'ima, are drawn along with them to Abba ve'ima and receive the completion of their 10 sefirot from them.
It's already a completion, yeah.
At that time, the full amount of mochin in Abba ve'ima are given to the zon that rose along with them to their achap as well. Hence, when the five partsufim de Atzilut receive this completion of the second kind, there is gar to the gufim of the first three partsufim, Atik, Arich Anpin, and Abba ve'ima de Atzilut, as well as to Zon de Atzilut, the common Guf de Atzilut. At that time, the five parts of Fim of Atzilut rise and clothe the five parts of Fim of Ak. This is because during the Hitpashtut, during the expansion of Gar to the Gufim of the five parts of Fim of Atzilut, they equalize with the five parts of Fim of Ak. Atik de Atzilut rises and closes parts of Keter de Ak. Arich Anpin close Abdeak. Abba Vima Sag Deak. And Zon close Ma and Bon Deak. And then each of them receives Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida from its corresponding Bechina in Ak.
But don't think we get what we have there, but as a degree against it. He says that also in the fourth diagram, the way they ascend, and on the fifth and sixth diagram too. Until in the end, there's the diagram number 12. All the worlds and Partsufim stand together of Aken Atzilut and the three worlds of Bia after attaining the light of Echida and Ein Sof. That's it. Well, these are things that we'll read about now. Is that clear? Yeah.
בשורה הראשונה, מה זה המעשים הטובים שמדובר בהם?
זה באמת שאלה, אני לא...
That is a question, I have no idea. Ask yourself. I guess it's the same states that awaken Malchut of Insof to bestow to all the worlds, the upper light. That are deeds that awaken the Malchut of Insof are called good deeds. Keep going.
Item 142. Yet, with respect to Zon De'Atzilut, these mochin are regarded as merely the first kind of completion of Ten Sefirot. This is because these achap are not complete achap, but mere illumination of achap, which they receive through Abba Ve'ima, while they are at the place of Abba Ve'ima. But in their expansion to their own place, they still lack their own achap. For this reason, all the mochin that Zon obtains in the 6,000 years are considered mochin of ascension, since they can obtain mochin de gar only when they rise to the place of gar, as then they are completed by them. But if they do not rise to the place of Gar, they cannot have Mochin, since the Zon still have to sort the second kind of Mochin, and this will happen only at the end of correction.
Yes, not by ascending to Olam Atzilut and Gar de Atzilut, in ascribing everything to it, but instead of it, that the light can already go below the parsa and correct and fulfill the vessels at their place. Then you can say that there's the greatness of the second kind of Zon De'Atzilut. Is that clear? Ask about anything you want.
No.
Yeah. Who has a...
Earlier I understood that the world of Atzilut is like a child who grew up, but he's still lacking. He has no forces. He has no powers.
Olam Atzilut is a wondrous system, very unique, that is organized in such a way that without us... Here, you see, he wrote good deeds. The friend even asked about it. I didn't want to say, because you think what good deeds means, that by them we raise a deficiency for correction. What deeds? You should know. So Olam Atzilut is a perfect world. Supposedly, there's a flaw in it that it is only activated from the deficiency of the shattered vessels. That if they have a correct deficiency that they want to be corrected, that is called the good deeds that they want to do. So they raise that deficiency to Atzilut, and Atzilut gives them forces and corrects them. And then they ask from Atzilut for lights. to receive in order to bestow, and the sword of Atzilut gives them light so they can receive in order to bestow. Olam Atzilut does everything. That's why you can't say that it is small. It's in Katnut on purpose in order to aid the correction of the shattered vessels which are below the Parsa. And those vessels are corrected by their ascents to Olam Atzilut and the greatness of the first type. Zond Atzilut correct themselves. They raise and raise and raise parts and parts and parts to Olam Atzilut above the Parsa. That's why Atzilut is called Etzlo, at his place. That's the only place he can be corrected. And afterwards, when we finish raising all those vessels, that by them we correct the first type of Gadlut, then there is an action that below only the stony heart remains. There's the Rav Pali Mekabtzer, which is an action where the light comes and breaks through the Parsa and corrects the Gadlut of the second kind, of the Zon of Nikudim. That we don't learn here, but the Gadlut of the first type is the Achab D'Aliyah, where we constantly raise and raise the vessels to the world of Atzilut. That is our work. And also this work begins after the Adam Rishon is born, that we're not speaking about this yet here, and after Adam Rishon that he went through the shattering, and we start correcting the shattering of Adam Rishon, that our souls, our parts, the parts of Adam Rishon, and afterwards we use those corrections in the world of Atzilut. When we're in the world of Atzilut, like an external wrapping, and it turns out that Olam Atzilut is destined for the shattered souls, the parts of Adam Rishon, that they will work in him, be activated there, and want to be corrected. And then Olam Atzilut, and according to that, can supply them with vessels and lights and all kinds of corrections. That's how it happens. The shattered souls and Olam Atzilut, that the shattered souls are in Olam Atzilut, they work in mutuality. Olam Atzilut bestows to them, they bestow to Olam Atzilut, and in this way they're corrected. By activating Olam Atzilut, they are corrected. That's how it happens. We will talk about this. More?
The world of Atzilut emerged on Aviyu Choresh. Now, Aviyu Choresh, we say, doesn't raise a reflected light. So how did the world of Atzilut emerge?
Oh, where you were all these last lessons?
Yes.
We learned this. It receives Aviyu Choresh and Aleph, and receives greatness because he adds vessels from Nikudim to himself that weren't shattered. It's Keter and Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim, Keter Chochma Bina. They are added to Keter Chochma Bina of Atzilut, which is called Atik Arich Anpin and Abba Ve'ima, because the Keter of Atzilut is divided into two, Atik and Arich Anpin, the upper half and lower half of Keter. And then it turns out that Olam Atzilut, even though it begins from Aleph Shoresh, it adds vessels of Nikudim to itself. And then it has vessels and an ability to reach Gadlut de Mina Bet of Gar de Atzilut and Gadlut de Mina Aleph of Zad de Atzilut. Well, where were we there?
Yes, can. Yes.
No.
In
the diagram we saw, with all the worlds of Atzilut rising to Bechinat Ma of the Olamot of the five Potsufim of Ak, and Bon remains there.
Which Bon?
Bon doesn't rise at the end, it remains.
Which Bon of what world?
Bon of Ak. All the Potsufim rise to the Bechina of Ma, to their Bechinot of Ma, Keter, Tuma, Deak, Atik, Tuma, Deak, Arichanpin, Tuma, Deab, Sag, Abba, Ve'ima, Tuma, De Sag. And what about Bon? Bon remains, it doesn't clothe anything?
You mean diagram 3?
No, diagram number 12 on page 662, Kabbalah for the student.
We're on the third diagram.
No, no. I mean that they all rise.
We didn't talk about the ascent. It was just something I commented on his question.
We said that all the worlds rise, all the five Potsufim of Atzilut rise and clothe the five Potsufim de'ak.
Wait a minute. Let me see what you're asking about. 12. Yes. So, what?
It says Potsuf Bon De'ak. It doesn't clothe anything. It remains in its place.
Potsuf Bon. Oh. That's because it's not Gemar Tikkun. It's attaining the constant state of the line from Ein Sof. Because if he would raise completely, that would be Gemar Tikkun. That's including the stony heart. And that there is no such thing. We don't learn that in the wisdom of Kabbalah. The Zivu called Rav Pali Mekapsel, we don't study that.
What belongs to this Prina of Bon of all the worlds?
Except for Gadlut of the second type. In Bon, we study everything. That's it. Keep going. Who else wanted to ask? Okay. Yeah.
I'm a bit lost here. What's the connection between the worlds? How do they connect?
You have to understand that we're speaking about Malchut of Ein Sof, about one Havaya that receives all kinds of forms here until it reaches a state that it reaches one Zivug and one light and one Kli. So for now, Malchut Ein Sof is divided into all kinds of Potsufim. So we're learning very limited things here that are like sliced and just parts. Malchut Ein Sof works as Olam Adam Kadmon in order to express itself under the first restriction. Those are the five Potsufim of Ak. Afterwards, under the second restriction, the condition, it expresses itself in the five Potsufim of Atzilut. And the shattered vessels remain for correction. Now, sometimes we're speaking like he said, also Timo was asking about this, that how we can raise the shattered vessels, what happens then? But also, it's only corrections in a sense, and not in the sense, not in a chap of a descent. That's it? Okay, keep going.
Item 143. Thus we have explained that the mochin of the five permanent Potsufim in Atzilut are from the first kind of sorting of Kelim, the Abba Ve'ima. In the world of Nikudim, this illumination is called illumination of Tabur, or the point of Cholam. Even Abba Ve'ima have only the first kind of completion. Hence, no illumination of Gar spreads from the Roshim of Atik, Arich Anpin, and Abba Ve'ima to their own Gufim and to Zon. Since that, the Nikudim too received none of that illumination of the Cholam.
Clear or not? Cholam is light that comes through the tabur and keter of Nikudim. It gave keter which kind of gedlut? Cholam? The keter? So, I asked about Keter. It gave Keter Gadlut of the second kind. Abaveima, Gadlut of the first type. So that's what he's saying here, that the illumination of Cholam didn't give Abaveima Gadlut of the second kind, only of the first kind. Yes?
And the Mochin of the 6,000 years through the end of correction, which come through the law one's raising of man, are considered sorting of Kelim to complete the second kind of 10 Sefirot de Abba Ve'ima. In the world of Nikudim, this illumination is called illumination of the Yesod, or the point of Shuruk. Since then Abba Ve'ima raised their own Achap, to which the Galgalta and Naim, the Zat, are attached as well. Hence, Zat too receive Mochin Degar in the place of Abba Ve'ima. Thus, these Mochin reach the Gufim of the five Partsufim of Atzilut and the common zone.
But
except they must be above, in the place of Gar, and clothe them. In the future, at the end of correction, Zon will receive the completion of the second kind of 10 Sefirot, and will lower the concluding Lor Hei from their Chazeh, which is Parsa de Atzilut, to the place of Siyum Raglin de Ak. At that time, Tanhid the Zon in Bia will connect to the degree of Zon de Atzilut, and Siyum Raglin de Atzilut will equalize with the Siyum Raglin de Ak. Then the Messiah King will appear, as it is written, and his feet shall stand upon the Mount of Olives. Thus, it has been thoroughly clarified that there is no correction to the world during the 6,000 years, except through ascension.
That's the main thing to know, otherwise there's a confusion.
So, from those words, the importance of the first kind of Gadlut, well, this is the correction in Atzilut, the first kind of Gadlut.
Ascending to the upper one.
So what is so special about it? Can you describe more what it means to work with the Achap of the upper one instead of your own Achap?
Annulment towards the upper one.
Annulment towards the upper one, but the question is, what does it mean to work with these Achaps specifically? This is the new thing here.
To do everything in order to increase the upper one. We don't know what Gadlut of the second kind is. If you ask me how to be, I don't know such work. I can't even imagine it to myself. How to fulfill the vessels of reception in the upper light in order to bestow the vessels of reception. Meaning, without mixing with all the other vessels, I don't know how it happens even. That has to be the special light of correction entering Zat, the vessels of reception of the Zon, of the souls. Those are corrections that we can't feel. It's something that happens in our, from inside, in our foundation, as if in our matter. I don't know. I think it's not our work. As much as I understand, there is no general correction. That's why there is no soul that reached such work. It can be, again, I can't say it. You only speak about what you attain, so I don't know that state. Yes, who wanted there? Yeah, Chaim. You remember the dream of Rabbi Yossi, right? That he wanted to see how Rabbi Shimon, that they're in Gemar Tikkum or not, they're dead or not. It's Rabbi Chiya. I'm sorry. Rabbi Chiya. Good that you know. Yes, Chaim.
When you're working towards the lower ones, it's not a type of the second kind of Gadlut.
Gadlut of the second kind is when the vessels of reception work in all the vessels of reception just as they are, and not that you take a deficiency from the lower one and work on it and you add your vessels in order to fulfill them. It's not real.
A general question, if I may. David from Netanya is asking, in light of the importance of the study of the preface, what to do if after its first third, I stopped understanding?
Oh, that's completely fine. Studying has nothing to do with understanding. I study understanding maybe a few years from now. Actually, when we speak about Tzimtzum Aleph, everybody understands it. When we start talking about the second restriction, after a few years, you start understanding it. And when we speak about Olam Atzilut, after Olam Anikudim, Olam Atzilut, a feeling towards it is clarified after a few more years. Yep. That's how we study, and we shouldn't get excited from this. That's how it's all according to the pace of the corrections. We don't determine anything here. There are things that you just have to keep doing. And we just have to understand that what we receive, we receive. Not that we have to subjugate ourselves towards everything in that way, but we don't appreciate what corrections are taking place in us right now. Every moment, great corrections are happening. To the extent that we annul ourselves towards the Creator and none else besides Him, in everything that comes, that it all comes from Him. So in some way you can feel what corrections you're going through. Well, that you're going through corrections to the extent of annulment. Yes, Amnon.
Why Abba Vima had to use the Achap of Keter? Why couldn't they receive an illumination and use their own Achap?
Not to use it or not. That's how the upper light comes and builds the system.
That's it. Why didn't they receive
Abba Vima? Wait. There are components. Parts, right? That when you connect them together, you can activate them. Who are Abba Vima? They think about something. They can't think. It's parts of a system. That is a pipe. That's a vent. That's the cooler. That's the heater. And that's it. What is a system? Except for the souls of the humans, all these systems are just metal.
There are things in the system which I cannot use for two things. I need to take a system and build every system on its own. And here I took something, let's say, from Keter and used it for Abba Vima. Yeah. Why do I have to do it this way? why can't I use the part that belongs to Abba ve'ima?
No, I don't understand your question. The light, that the sense into Keter of Nikudim, you mean, right? Or Atzilut?
Yeah, in Nikudim.
The light that comes down is called Cholam. When it comes down to Keter from Nikudim, it gives greatness to Keter of Nikudim. It works on the Achap, and then the Achap comes into action, connects the Galgalta and Aim of Keter, and then there's Gadlut in Keter de Nikudim, right? Is that understood? Now, from Achap of Keter de Nikudim, when Galgalta and Aim of Galgalta and Ima were adhered to them, so also Achap de Keter shines to Galgalta and Aim of Abba ve'Ima. It remains in connection with them. And from being in Katnut, now he's in Gadlut, he has more forces of illumination, he can illuminate to them. And then Galgalta Einayim of Abba ve'Ima that were in adhesion towards Keter during the Katnut, that they only had Nefesh Ruach, they now receive an addition of light. You can say, how can Galgalta Einayim, it's not that they can, it's vessels of bestowal. It's vessels of bestowal. They are willing to use them in anything they can bestow more. So, Achap of Keter also connects them, and they work also towards him as vessels of bestowal. So it turns out from this that Galgalta and Aim of Abba ve'Ima now receive by Gadlut from Keter more lights. Only Galgalta and Aim of Abba ve'Ima. This is called completing them into Abba ve'Ima and Gadlut de Mina Aleph. That's it. There's no more.
But later Abba ve'Ima received light.
What's written there? What is that? Sorry, yes.
But later on, Abba ve'Ima received lights. I understand that Keter received from Shuruk and they received from Cholam. The light of Keter is from Shuruk.
No. Abba ve'Ima were completed by Achap of Keter. That is called Gadlut Demina Aleph of Abba ve'Ima. That comes from the Cholam, right? Now, afterwards comes Shuruk. Shuruk is a completely different light. Shuruk takes care of Achap of Abba ve'Ima. It's stronger, it's greater, it's more internal. It comes from Yesodavak, and then it bestows into the Achap of Abba ve'Ima and brings them Gadlut. And then Abba ve'Ima get Gadlut. They connect their Achap and Galgalta Einayim and become Ten Sfirot in Gadlut. But don't think Gadlut of the first kind disappears. It just remains the way it is. In a spirituality, every addition, you just add it. It doesn't disturb the previous ones. Now, when Abba ve'Ima got Gadlut, Galgalta Einayim of Zon clothed upon them. So from this, Galgalta Einayim of Zon get Gadlut of the first kind. That's it. Gadlut of the second kind, Zon don't receive it. Only Gadlut of the first kind. Only in Achap of ascending we have a correction of all the shattered vessels.
Thank you.
Slowly. We hear it again and again. It takes time. Because we are learning the truth. If you learn it in the correct way, you can't know this because you are already programmed in such a way that you will understand this to the extent that you attain it. If you take a student from a university here, just like a wise guy off the street, he'll learn it. He'll say, what's the problem? And right. He can know what's written here. just like in any wisdom, there's nothing about this. But when you work internally, then you can't remember it. It'll always be deleted. You always look at it, wait, did I learn this or not? Where is this written? I don't know anything. Always. Because your vessels change. You get corrected and they can come new ones. That's why the wise isn't the one who studies. And there's nothing to be scared or be ashamed about anything. That's it. It's like Baal Shem Tov, right? Who forgot. He forgot the alphabet. So these things, I'm telling you, Rabash, he used to write. He wrote a note. Then he wrote a note, then he used to cross it out and say, wrong. Write it again, cross that out and say, no, this is wrong. And what, he's not embarrassed that yes and no. And you'll have such things that you'll hear it as if it's the first time and you didn't know it before and you didn't know it supposedly. And it is all because we are attaining, and that's why only to the extent that you attain you will know.
And this is a natural process that should happen to any of us?
Each one who is working. But you have wise guys here that they understand it perfectly. You look at him, you say, oh my God, look at that knowledge, look at that brain, look at that attainment. Ah, it's only attaining in your brain.
Attainment or a show or a play?
Exactly. That's why it really stands out. A person comes here, he's brilliant, he's smart, he gets it, and then he stops understanding. That's how it is.
Now about Gadlut of Achab, why the Gadlut shouldn't be in Galgalta in Enaim? What does it mean that Achab gets Gadlut?
Which Achab? No, when you get like Keter of Atika or Chanpin.
Achab of Keter.
Of course that is also Galgalta and I'm going to Gadlut. How can that be?
Yeah, but why is it mentioned Achab and Gadlut together?
Because Gadlut is Achab. Because Katnut or Gadlut and Galgalta and I'm, it's not so important because it's vessels of bestow. Just give him whatever.
What happens in Achab when it enters the state of Gadlut? It is responsible in activating Galgalta and Inayim, and Galgalta and Inayim bestows upon the Achab.
It's vessels of receiving that if you don't get in order to bestow, it's not called that you're in Gadlut.
But Galgalta and Inayim perform this action on the Achab. They determine for their Achab their state.
No.
What I realize is Galgalta and Inayim bestows upon the Achab. What does it mean? Well, here it is the Achab bestowing or influencing Galgalta and Inayim.
Let's say the light of Cholam that enters Keter of Nikudim. Is that okay to say? It enters Keter of Nikudim. What does it bestow upon? Through Galgalta and Inayim, it bestows to Achab the Keter.
But what happens to Achab at that state?
Achab receives forces. The forces of Tzimtzum, the forces of Masach, to use its vessels that before they were restricted.
Okay. Now another question. Give me a moment, please. Okay, I lost it.
Okay, happens.
What's the difference in the Achab when Keter uses these Kelim or Abba V'ima, which are the same Kelim, the same Achab?
You use the Achab of the Keter, even 20 more Partsufim use it. So what? I have 20 kids, so?
The question is, if through the same Achab, Abba V'ima feel the influence of Keter?
No, Achab is what belongs to Abba V'ima. Each one of his own.
They're not related?
No. That's a good question. That's how it is in spirituality. There's a lot, every action has a part that works separately towards that action only. I think maybe like in computers, right? That 0101 only for this, only for that. It can't be like combinations that... No. It's very, how can I say it? It's like sliced, discrete. Yeah, individual. That's how it is. Well, we're getting close to the end. Maybe another small question and... No. What? Who?
Oh, no.
Him. Yeah.
In Gadlut of the first kind, who manages everything, Al Gal Tainaim or Achap? Who's running the show?
Guys, nobody's in charge of any business in the world. If we're speaking about anybody taking care, it's the person studying. That's how he thinks. Or that's how you speak. The worlds are a system which works through laws and forces that work in it. Let's say the earth is developing billions of years. Does it think about how to develop?
Probably not.
I guess not. You're already. Of course not. There's forces that work and that they perform the plan. The same thing with the system of the worlds. There is nothing until the Adam HaRishon comes out. We'll study this. Until he's shattered. Also, it's not the Adam yet. He's shattered until his vessels go all kinds of corrections many, many times and reach a state where they start knowing themselves, their ego, and everything. Only then, from this moment on, we start speaking about freedom of choice. That is called that there's somebody here. Before that, no, just like the still vegetative and animate, also the whole upper system. It's still not under the forces of the created being. It's still the force of the creator giving a plan. And that's how it happens. We're going to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson. And before we do, let's sing a song together.
בשביל מה נולדת? בואו את כל הנסתרות, בואו על מה פעם שאלת ותגלה בעצמך תשובות. בואו את החיבור בינינו, בואו את עומקי לבך, בואו את מה שגילינו, איך הבורא הכל הכין בשבילך. פותחת.